This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride. All
right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a married
sweet heart. For goodness sake, kid, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a married sweet heart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Yeah, I don't want high approval ratings for this. I wish we could have our old life back. We had the greatest economy that we've ever had, and we didn't have death. We didn't have this. We didn't have this horrible scourge, this plague. You call it whatever you want, the virus. But we're working very hard. That's all I know. And, you know, I see things, I see numbers. They don't matter to me. What matters to me is that we have a victory over this thing as soon as possible.
Happy Monday, folks. Welcome back into the Andy Fry Show. Missed you this weekend. I hope you enjoyed the absolutely stunning weather. My husband and I, when we were turning in last night, he goes, gosh, we got a lot done this weekend. I'm like, when actually was the beginning of the weekend? It's hard for me to tell when things start and stop, and yet here we are. I took a run yesterday and outside instead of on my treadmill, and I felt like I was escaping Alcatraz, like running as fast as I could. Breathing in the oxygen, listening to the birds chirping. And this is all after, you know, you outside at your house. But at some point or another, the change of scenery is very necessary. So we're grateful that you're here. We are streaming online at radio.com. Obviously, you've got us on your radios at 97.1 FM. But you can also put us on your smart speakers at home. It's kind of a new, cool way to listen to the radio inside of your home. And we are grateful that you keep us to be part of your day. Hopefully, listening to us here noon to 3 on 97.1 after Kilmeade and before Dave Glover, this gives you an opportunity to have some semblance of some normalcy. And also, I would say, makes your weekends still feel like weekends, which is important. My husband said, I think it was on Saturday, he's like, I feel like we should be doing something. I'm like, maybe we should sit still. Maybe for a second here, instead of being warm weather, can't go anywhere, got to get projects done, got to rake the leaves out of the landscaping and like let the spring just come up from the ground and uncover. Yeah, we do have to do all those things, but we have something now that we have never, ever had before as parents of three children. We have time. So let's just take a moment and enjoy the time and not kill ourselves. So we're plowing through some projects. I'm sure you are as well. I'd love to hear about what projects you're getting to that you never had time for before. And you can watch us on our Facebook live stream at facebook.com/Annie Fry Show. You can watch the show. You don't even have to have a Facebook account to do so. You can just go to facebook.com/Annie Fry Show/live and you should be able to watch it. And you can see Ryan Wiggins from his bunker as well as he sits in some nondescript location. Otherwise, he's just a voice, but you can see him there as well. Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Hi. It's still a little bit dark down here, but we're working on it. I think it's good. It's looking better.
Okay. Are you talking about your life or the studio? for the other people, like
for the people not watching us,
people who are watching us.
It's life in general is a little bit darker than usual, but definitely the lighting in this bunker is much darker than usual.
It does
do
kind of look
ominous.
Do you have
the actual room lights on?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do, but there aren't a lot of room lights in this room. It's not really intended to be a bright room, so I've had to bring
this
in lights
from outside.
This is a high
point that I wanted to point out to folks. If you are looking for a place, a lot of people are trying to, just as we are speaking about this very thing right now, figure out how do we work from home sufficiently? How do you adapt what you have at home to what you need to have? And you can, if you have a Best Buy around you, you can order, ship to store, ship to home on Best Buy, but you can also, I went and purchased another light for my setup here, and it was $25, and I ordered it. They said they had it in stock at the Best Buy in Edwardsville, and I got a text when it was open, and then there's like a drive-through process. You drove through the parking lot, and when you first show up, they ask you who you are and if you have a pickup order. I told them my name, and they said, okay, great. So I guess they walkie-talkie it into the building. They get the ship-to-store stuff, and I just drove up to the door, and they walked out my little box light, and it was amazing. There is no way that this service doesn't continue to happen after this. Like, the ability to drive through virtually anywhere, that was already starting to happen. Like, Ryan, have you ever done groceries, like car side to go, where you go to Target or Walmart or
something? You know, we were just starting to do the Walmart thing where you order it all online and go. My wife loves it. I can't get into it because I got to see what I want to buy. But because of this whole thing, I've had to start learning how to do it better. I just did it last night, went to a restaurant to pick up food. I mean, I guess that's, of course, where I'm going to start, is by getting food to go. But restaurants are doing it that didn't
tune
before.
Tune into the webcam also at facebook.com/AndyFryShow, and you can watch Ryan eat at various times during that's enticing.
Sometimes during the segments.
I was eating if I'm just going on and on, I was eating pistachios last week, and my 3-year-old daughter came down. She's like, are all the statues gone? And I was like, I don't have any statues. It took me about 10 minutes to realize she was calling pistachios statues. I was like, oh, I got you. Now I've caught up. And yes, they are all gone. So are you doing the pickup order thing now more, or are you just still not into it?
You know what's funny? I went to a restaurant in Collinsville last night. A lot of the downtown restaurants near me have closed, and they're all local, of course. These aren't chain restaurants. It's one of the reasons I wanted to go to one. And I picked up food, and they had like a little desk out front, so they could bring it out to your car. But I thought, you know, it'd actually be easier if I went in, then I really don't have to be near you. So I went in.
That's not what you're supposed to do.
But the desk is the separated part, right? So I was actually further from her than...
Yeah, but you're not supposed to bring your presence into other places. That's the entire point. That you keep your funk inside of your car, and the next person does, and the next person does.
Yeah, I got to think pizza is probably the easiest thing to pick up. I don't know why you'd pick it up, because most places deliver pizza. But, you know, the box is flat. They could, like, slide it right in the window. But that's what I was thinking, is I'm going to have to roll the window down anyway.
Covert operation.
Yeah. So I might as well go in, and we can stay 6 feet apart, because they have the table set up for that. So I did, and so when she brought me my change, because I paid in cash for some unknown reason, and she brought me my change, and I said...
deal should be done.
right. This is all under the table, right? So I said, you can just leave it there. And she was like, oh, thanks. And she just took all the... It was like a $6 meal, and
this
I gave her a 20. And I was like, oh... I guess I just tipped her $14, and I feel too ashamed to tell her that's not what I was saying. But there you go, ma'am.
You're supposed to say, just give me 10 back, or whatever your tip is. You need to, like, in the process of handing over, I only need $10 back, or just give me 5 back, or give me all of my money back, lady. Which would be terrible. Don't do that. Tip very well, folks, because these people are needing it. But yeah, I read an article this weekend, and I had seen people saying, I think Dr. Oz was the first person I saw saying that you need to take your shoes off when you come in the house, but preferably before you come in the house. Take your shoes off, which is something that a lot of people have employed in their houses already. We were never that kind of family, because I don't have that much control over my life. I can't figure out a way to make sure that everybody is, you know, keeping their pants on when they're running around the house, let alone keeping their shoes off before they walk in. And then we went out on a run yesterday out on the trail, which is still open. From what I understand, parks or, you know, like sport sport parks or picnic tables or playgrounds. I got an official response from Madison County. I think it was Madison County that said that, let's see, trails and paths are open. Anything that would be enticing to have more than 10 people gather are closed. So in other words, soccer fields, basketball courts, tennis courts, et cetera, playgrounds, courts, playgrounds and restrooms that cannot be clean of virus on metal surfaces. So those are the types of places that are closed. So we decided there's a park near us that has a path that you can walk around. I know there's a nice one in Maryville. There's lots of nice paths that go around nice bodies of water, but there's also some railings and there's some, you know, picnic tables. And I just didn't want my kids to touch any of it. So we just decided go down the trail and then there's nothing to touch. There's nothing to touch there. And I thought we'll be completely safe. We get back home. I'm sitting in my recliner and I'm thumbing through Twitter or my Google stories or something to read. And there's this story and it's like, the coronavirus can live on the soles of shoes for 5 days. And I had already gone over all of this. Like, we all need to take our shoes off. And we were all wearing our shoes. And you can only imagine how many people are like spitting on the trails and stuff. And I was just like, how are we supposed to do this? Like, can you completely and totally avoid the coronavirus? Can you do it? Is it possible? I literally, when I went and bought my light from Best Buy, we did the drive-through thing. He needed to see my identification so that I wasn't picking up somebody else's already paid for $25 light. So I went to show him my ID and I kind of held it up in a way that was not suggesting I was handing it to him. I like held it up to show him and he just kind of leaned to look at it and he said, okay. So he didn't touch that. He didn't lean in my car. And then they brought the box out and I said, oh, you could just put it on the seat. So he just set the box down on the seat and I didn't touch it. And then I waited till I was home. I put my hand in my sleeve and carried it inside my house and then picked up the Lysol and went on the deck and Lysol'd the thing down. And I'm like, this feels like what crazy people do. But isn't it what we're supposed to do right now? And then I let it sit there. I didn't even pick it up. I let it sit there for the rest of the day and came and took it in at night. And I don't know if I'm overdoing it. I don't know if I'm underdoing it because I was wearing my shoes the whole time I walked through my house. I don't know. It's stressful trying and still reading over and over and over again that you're failing. Yeah, oh, and one other thing. If you're tweeting or if you're Facebooking that you're ashamed about all the, when you went to make your Target run, you're ashamed about how many people were in Target. You do not get to complain about how many people were in Target when you were one of them. We need a new rule. We need a declaration that says that if you are in a store, you can be in. I'm okay with you going to get your essentials. I don't get to make the rules. There are things that you need. I've got three little kids, so we've had to go to the store to get milk a couple of times. Mm-hmm. You got to be there. There might be a lot of people there, but it's bad form to go to the store and complain about all of the other people who are in the store when you don't know the reason why they are there. If you stay at home and you see pictures of a local establishment that's swarmed, maybe there's some room. If you feel like you got to get some complaining out of your system, okay, fine. But maybe don't complain about being in the store and seeing other people in the store about them being in the store while you were in the store. I don't get that. And I'm seeing a lot of it.
Agreed.
I don't know if you guys have those same posts on your social media streams.
Oh, yeah. People, I have a couple of friends on Twitter and they're just ragging on people going to Walmart or Target or all these different stores with their families. And I'm like, look, some people have to bring their kids to the store, whether you like it or whether you don't. Like, some families have to have their three or four kids with them while they're shopping. And that's just the breaks of the games right now.
In Illinois, isn't it like you have to be 14 to stay at home by yourself or something? I don't know. It might as well just be 35. But if you leave your kids at home to go run and get milk at the gas station or at the corner grocery store, you're going to go to jail for the other thing. So I don't know. We'll do the best you can. Are we ready with highlights here,
sure.
Katie?
Yep.
All right.
Now,
let's get
to the highlights.
The Seattle area, home of the first known coronavirus case in the United States and the place where the virus claimed 37 of its first 50 victims, is now seeing evidence that strict containment strategies imposed in the earliest days of the outbreak are beginning to pay off, at least for now. Deaths are not rising as fast as they are in other states. Dramatic declines in street traffic show that people are staying home. Hospitals have so far not been overwhelmed, and preliminary statistical models provided to public officials in Washington state suggests that the virus, or the spread of the virus, has slowed in the Seattle area in recent days. While each infected person was spreading the virus to an average of 2.7 other people earlier in March, that number appears to have dropped, with one projection suggesting that it is now down to 1.4 people.
The Missouri State Capitol remains closed through April the 6th, but state leaders, including Governor Mike Parson, would like to see the senators get back to Jeff City for a budget vote in early April. Before the House adjourned and approved a $40 million supplemental budget, it needs a Senate vote to move on Friday. Parson said the drop-dead date would be April 24th to get the supplemental budget done, which includes funding for the state's fight of COVID-19, about $40 million worth. There's also a May 8th deadline to approve the annual state budget for the fiscal year. That starts July 1st.
Busch Beer is teaming up with Midwest Animal Rescue to help dogs get adopted. To help incentivize people to bring a furry friend home, the beer company is offering a prize they call Busch Beer for 3 months. The rules for the promotion are fairly simple. Adopt or foster a dog through Midwest Animal Rescue and then send the proof to Busch through Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Users must follow Busch on those social media networks. Busch will be providing the first 500 winners with a prepaid debit card worth $100. They will be accepting submissions through April 25th.
The Tokyo Olympic Games have a new starting date a year later than previously scheduled. The opening ceremony will now be July 23rd, 2021. Organizers say they said that earlier this morning. Elsewhere, the NCAA is scheduled to vote today on awarding an additional year of eligibility for spring sports that were cut short due to coronavirus shutdowns. Sports include baseball, softball, lacrosse, providing relief to winter sports athletes, including basketball, wrestling, and ice hockey, will also be considered today, but there doesn't seem to be support for that since most of them had substantially concluded their seasons.
All right. Well, thank you for those updates. A lot of other news always going on, and we're going to continue to cover it. We're going to talk with Congresswoman Ann Wagner at 1240. Is that right, Katie? We've got Congresswoman on at 1240.
Yep.
Okay. Stephen Moore is supposed to be with us. He's the chief economist at Heritage Foundation, with us every Monday at 1 o'clock. Cannot wait to talk to him about this package that I think he's going to love a little bit about and not love a lot about it. And then Cully Stimson is also Heritage Senior Legal Fellow, and he's going to talk to us about some of the executive powers that have been used and could be used in the future here regarding how we combat this pandemic. So a full show here, but up next, when we return, Jim Hayes, Fox Sports Midwest. What is a guy like Jim Hayes doing right now with his time? What kind of Cardinals news is out there? Baseball news is out there? We're going to talk to him about it when we return. So stick around. We'll be back. Remember, streaming live on radio.com. Download the app on your smartphone. Take us with you into your yard if you're doing landscaping, at your desk if you're working from home. We would love to keep you company. We would love for you to join us and be a part of the Annie Fry Show family. And you can also watch us at facebook.com/AnnieFryShow. We'll be back with Jim Hayes, Fox Sports Midwest, in just a minute.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back into the Annie Fry Show. Happy Monday. Another gorgeous, beautiful day outside. And I got to say, it feels a little bit like baseball weather, which makes it a little bit sadder that we are not, in fact, playing baseball. Let's get to our guest, Fox Sports Midwest reporter, local regional journalism expert Jim Hayes, joining us now. I have to ask, Jim, what are you doing with your time right now that we are just sitting around still waiting for spring?
Well, I got to tell you that it does feel like baseball weather, and I miss baseball. But obviously there's a more important thing we're dealing with right now, and I understand that, and I understand the you know, the casualties from this virus, and also the people who are whose livings are at risk. So there's a lot of things we're dealing with, and what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to dwell on the positive, keep a sense of humor about things, and actually, you know, really appreciate and enjoy the time with my family. We've been playing a lot of Monopoly, watching a lot of movies. Here's an admission. At this snapshot in time, and again, it's just a snapshot in time, but I appreciate Fortnite. We used to limit that from my son. We used to rail against Fortnite, but he's got some. We still limit it, but he's got something he can do where he can talk to his friends, you know, because he's got the headset and everything. So I'm happy for that, and we're just trying to get through it like everybody else.
Well, let me ask you this. We're speaking with Jim Hayes, Fox Sports Midwest reporter. We all know the sound of his voice and the his face from being at every Cardinals game there is, it seems like. I think that it's interesting to me to hear the way you're trying. You said the right thing, and I know you believe that there is something more important than baseball that we are as a country fighting right now. But I think that this actually highlights the value of baseball, or, you know, it's not baseball for everybody listening, certainly, but it's certainly baseball for me and many people who are here in St. Louis, that what the Cardinals offer the people of the greater St. Louis region and actually much further out past that, especially with the reach of our sister station KMOX, is something to take your mind off of the things like what is taking place right now. You know, we talk a lot of politics on this show as well, but this isn't politics. It affects everybody. It is non-discerning about picking and choosing who it can affect. There's something really serious going on in the world, and that's actually, to me, what makes baseball so important. It's America's pastime. It's what we can all collectively be romantic about and put everything else on the shelf for 3 hours or so and pour ourselves into caring deeply about something that at a time like this, it's not what's important. Is that how you see, you know, it's your profession, you follow it, and once you make something your job, maybe the romance goes away about it a little bit. But have you noticed that void in your life as a fan of the game, that this is kind of when you need baseball or something like that? You know, maybe it's Fortnite for you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, just for the record, I don't play Fortnite. That's my son, but it gives him something to do.
Not yet.
I'm one of the people I call this group the olds. I'm one of the olds that never really got into video games. But I agree with you 100%. Baseball is a beautiful thing. Now, I love all sports. I really do. I grew up playing them, watching them. I still like watching them and talking about them. To me, baseball is different, not only for the entertainment it provides, but the way it does. You know, it provides entertainment in a relaxed way where you can still interact with family. It bonds generation to generation, like St. Louis. And I've worked in other markets, and I always say that maybe the Packers in Green Bay, I don't know. But I've worked in big cities, Philadelphia, you know, New York. And I just can't think of a team that's more woven into the fabric of the community than St. Louis. And more so than in other places where it may be similar. But, you know, your grandfather told you about the Cardinals, and then he told his son, and you tell your son. When I put my kid to bed, and he always likes to have a little chat before, you know, it's time for him to go to sleep, I would say 4 out of 5, 5 out of 6 times we're talking baseball anyway. That's all I can say about baseball. I understand that it takes a back seat right now to what we're dealing with as a country, but baseball is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, and I miss it, and I understand it, but we need it back as soon as it's the right time to get it back. Let me ask you what you know about how players are handling this. I mean, they were, 75% through spring training, which is probably as mental as it is physical to get ready for a grueling 162-game season. That is a long, arduous process to go through a baseball season, and spring training gets your head right as much as it gets your body right. You get through the majority of that, and then it's shelved. How are these players continuing to maintain the physicality and the mental presence that they're going to need for when baseball does come back?
Yeah, I think it's a balance. You know, I've talked to a couple players. My guess is, they haven't told me this, but one of the positives about the quarantine is that I can't be bothering them as much as I normally do. So I think they're probably happy about that. But a lot of these guys are doing their best to stay in physical shape without a lot of the amenities that they would normally have, and also trying to keep the time down because they're following this just like we all are. When is it going to be safe to bring back some sense of normalcy? And then when that time hits, you know, baseball is going to have, I'm hearing different things, but maybe 14 days of a spring training. I know nothing's been made official, but it's going to be a shortened spring training, and then they're going to try to get as many games as they possibly can in. So when it's go time, the players have to be ready, and I think they're doing the best that they can to stay in the best possible shape. And in the meantime, like everyone else, they're, you know, just trying to get through it and spend time with their families.
Jim Hayes with us from Fox Sports. This is Ryan Wiggins. Jim, we were talking on Friday about the Scott Boras plan. Of course, you know, that's going to be best for Scott Boras getting in a full season, but playing the World Series somewhere around Christmas time. We've heard other plans of maybe doing more doubleheaders. Is there a plan that you think is either going to stick better than others that people are talking about more right now, or one that you think would work better than the other ones?
Well, I think there's so many unknowns. First, let me say that I'm sure baseball appreciated getting a schedule put together by Scott Boras, who I like personally, but I think it's a little odd that he would suddenly forward this. The thing is, there's so many unknowns as to when it's going to be safe to metaphorically step back into the water that it's difficult to say, because who knows what's around the corner. You know, with all this stuff that's going on with reports this way and reports that way, and sometimes they contradict, it's because it's purely because we don't have all the information as to when this is going to be pushed down into a manageable and safe level. And that goes for baseball. I was just talking to my wife about this. You know, they're saying, you know, originally they said sometime in May they could, you know, they're looking at, they could say no now, but what's the point? Because they don't know when it could. So you have to wait and see. I do think, you know, there is a way, depending on when this thing, you know, seems to be tamped down, that they can start a play and get a lot of games in. And I would hope it would include doubleheaders. You're talking about not only getting baseball back and getting people paid, but all the ancillary people that I work with, guys in the truck that, you know, are looking, you know, to resume, you know, their pay that they're used to getting and support their family. Play as many games as you can. If that means these, you know, union authorized off days and everything, which apparently there is a plan in place now that the union has signed off on, to get as many games as you can, get as many as you can. But the problem is, at some point, it's not going to be the same amount of games. I think that's pretty clear by now. And you don't know when you could start up. You know, I always say this, it's like trying to figure out an equation without a numerator or a denominator. It's difficult to do the math that way. So I'm all for playing as many possible games as they can get in, but we just don't know where the point is.
Jim Hayes speaking with us right now. Do you think there's two factors here, two major factors that people will need to consider who are making these decisions? There's the safety of the players, but you know, when you pack 40,000-50,000 people into a stadium to watch a baseball game, that's the opposite of social distancing. I suppose there's a way that you could manage a clubhouse a little bit more to allow the games to happen, let them be on TV. Do you think it's possible that there is an opportunity to start these games so that they're played but without attendance?
Oh, I think that would definitely be an option under consideration, like you point out. I think you can manage the games, the clubhouses, the players as safely as possible. The question is, when you add thousands of people into the mix, does that roll back any gains we've made by social distancing and quarantining? And that's for the experts to figure out. And it's just a guess, just so you guys know, I'm like the low man on the totem pole. No one tells me anything. But I would guess that has to be an option that you consider if you want to get the games underway in the safest way possible. maybe in the beginning you take the crowds out of it and get the games on television, let the fans enjoy it, and bring back, again, some of that normalcy that I think everyone is dying for.
Well, Jim Hayes, the reason why we like to have your voice on here is because you understand how important it is to connect these players as humans to the people who are watching this team play, and you understand that baseball isn't just about statistics and strikeouts and home runs and double plays, that there's a real human element to it. And people know that when they hear your voice. We always get a lot of compliments on you coming on this show with us. And so having your voice on here, whether you're the low man on the totem pole in your industry, you are important in our lives and the lives of St. Louisans who are hearing your voice and feeling a little bit closer to baseball today, and that's pretty important. So we want to thank you for coming on the show with us, and when you get a Fortnite name, would you share it with us so that
I am not going on Fortnite. I am not going on. That is for my son.
Mark the tape.
But I enjoy
Mark
coming
tape,
on you.
Katie.
I know you guys love baseball too, so it's always a pleasure to come on. And I just think as individuals, as difficult as it seems, just try to stay as positive, you know, as we all can, and try to stick together on this one.
Well, we will. We will. And baseball will be back when it's time for it to be back. And we will look forward to seeing your face on our television screens across the greater St. Louis area and beyond that. Jim Hayes,
can't
it's
wait.
A pleasure to speak with you today. Thank you so much.
Thank you. See you guys.
Yep, you as well. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, Congresswoman Ann Wagner is going to join us, and we're going to ask her about the bill that was passed in the House, the Senate stimulus that went to the House, passed, the president signed at 3 p.m. last week, right after we got off the show. What does she think about it? Is it right? And I'm looking here at a Fox News headline. It says, $2 trillion wasn't enough. Lawmakers already eyeing another coronavirus response bill. Woo, man, didn't know that taxpayer dollar tree was blooming nicely in Washington, D.C. We'll ask Ann Wagner about it when we come back. So stick around for that. We're also going to reboot the Facebook Live. So if you've been watching, come back. We will get it all straight away. And you're going to want to watch Katie because she's running around like a chicken with her head cut off. And me sitting in my basement at home, I'm enjoying watching it. Katie, you're doing a great job. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Have you reached out to him to try to talk to him directly? Because obviously at a time like this, it's important that all of our leaders are communicating as best as possible.
I'm the Speaker of the House. Legislation is my responsibility. Responsibility and getting the passing, policy and passing it all. It has not required any conversations with the president on the nature of the policy or the passage of this legislation. And don't forget, I was there for the State of the Union address and did greet the president at that time. So again, that's not what's important. What's important is what's important to America's working families, their health, their lives, their livelihood.
Congresswoman Ann Wagner is joining us now, and interested to hear what Congresswoman thinks about the leader of her chamber there, the Congresswoman, Nancy Pelosi there, saying that her job is to pass legislation. She's got a lot to say about President Trump, but it sounds like she doesn't have anything to say to President Trump. Congressman Ann Wagner, thank you so much for the time today. What's your reaction to the leader?
Pleased to be here with you and your listeners. Now, you know, I mean, well, it was really very sad while the Senate was working on this third phase of the legislation that was the stimulus package that was signed last Friday by the president. Nancy Pelosi just went off and did her own thing and tried to block it for an entire week and put tons of union giveaways, Green New Deal priorities, student loan forgiveness, federalizing elections. I mean, I could go on and on and on, overreaching mandates on business. I mean, she was not helpful in the least. Thankfully, Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer, along with Secretary Mnuchin, were able to sit down and negotiate most of the of the bad stuff out of this. There's still some things in it that I don't particularly like, but all in all, it needed to be done, and it is an emergency relief package, the third one, that provides everything from tax rebates for families and individuals, very greatly expanded unemployment benefits that may sadly be needed, and numerous tax relief provisions that kind of will shore up individuals, families, businesses, their finances. There's a lot in here that we now have to start administering. So this got signed at I think 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock Eastern time on Friday, and I spent the entire weekend along with my staff fielding phone calls from small businesses, from individuals, folks trying to figure out how they can get and tap into some of this relief. So this is our job now, is to make this work.
Congresswoman Ann Wagner joining us right now. We have this $2.2 trillion stimulus package, relief package, that we are combing through right now. And the Democrats are now saying it's not enough. And I guess Republicans in some capacity as well saying the same thing. First of all, is this $2.2 trillion something the American economy can absorb to add to the deficit? And then also, when I'm reading this Fox News article here, saying that the Democrats wanted larger direct payments in their bill, and they want to include that in the next version of this. And also, in a fourth stimulus package, according to Fox News, they're reportedly seeking additional funding for the SNAP program, which is food stamps, as well as emissions restrictions on airlines, which is a measure that was blocked from inclusion in the package.
We did block that. Wow. You know, here's the deal. Like, WoW is right. Let's see if we can get this particular package into the system and working to give real families and workers some support, and especially our small business community, but also large business. Large businesses, 64% of America, or 60, pardon me, 64 million Americans actually work for companies that have greater than 500 employees. The small business protection portion of this is for those businesses with 500 employees or less. But what is going to happen is there's going to be a rebate check that is sent out, $1,200 per individual, $2,400 per couple, $500 per eligible child. And there are some income requirements on that money, but it is expanded to gig workers, self-employed, nonprofit employees, a lot of different things in here. So the rebate checks will be going out, and the IRS is working through a program right now to make sure that happens. And if it's going to go off your 2019 tax returns, or it will be going off of your 2018, since many, remember, you've gotten a July 15th extension on your taxes that you don't have to go and fill out a form or anything for. So this will be administered either direct deposit or by the mail. The IRS is going to be putting out some more guidance. If you're not a direct deposit kind of IRS return person, as to how to receive that, but that's happening. The unemployment insurance benefits are pretty extraordinary. The state of Missouri, every state is different. State of Missouri does 20 weeks. The federal government has added an additional 14 weeks on top of the 20 weeks from Missouri, and you will receive 4 months. In the first 4 months of your unemployment, you will receive an additional $600 per week during that first 4 months. So in terms of the uninsured, and the whole point was to front load that so that they're able to pay their bills, and hopefully we can get them off the uninsurance rolls as quickly as possible, because if you move into the small business assistance package here, that does require the businesses to retain and to keep their employees, and if they or hire them back. They do have a grace period to do that, and if they do so, what starts out as a small business loan will turn into a grant to allow them about 8 weeks of cash flow, rent, utilities, and all of that will be forgiven if they keep their employees on the payroll or bring them back. And this is for those businesses that are 500 employees or less, or 501c3s are also eligible for that program. Then for the larger businesses, These are loans. They are not bailouts. I underscore, not bailouts. And it's about $500 billion program that's going to be administered through the Treasury and the Fed for major corporate liquidity programs that are going to have an inspector general and an oversight board and the whole bit. But like I said, 64 million Americans rely on the larger companies for their business. On top of that, gosh, there's so much, there's just so much in here for states and local governments, for hospitals and providers. A big thing that I am harping on is, you know, our heroic health care workers and first responders. There is $200 billion, Annie, in this package for the frontline health care services, supplies, workers that address this virus. And this is vital. I am just sickened by the shortage of personal protective equipment. And I can tell you I've been working on that all weekend, too, and have been in touch with the task force and getting direct military assistance here, ensuring these airlift capacities that will bridge supply chain gaps, mobilizing the military healthcare personnel. Each branch has some emergency medical personnel and medics and corpsmen and such that can help supplement the national testing efforts. But most importantly, to Missouri specifically, it has been confirmed to my office that FEMA has sent the first shipment, has been received from the national stockpile of the personal protective equipment, the PPEs we keep hearing about, and a second large shipment is in process right now. So we're scrambling as fast as we can to get the assistance out the door. I know it's not fast enough for many. I'm worried about ventilators. I'm worried about numerous things that could snowball as a result of this. Pleased that Abbott Labs and some of our private partners and scientists have been able to come up with, they've got this 5-minute infection detection kit that they're cranking out about 50,000 of these tests now a day. And that's kind of like, I think, Annie, kind of like taking home, you can do it at home. It takes 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
5 minutes, like it's kind of like you, like I would
like a pregnancy test.
Like a pregnancy test. It's the only thing I could.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. That's what I relate to as a mom
absolutely.
Of three. But yeah, and those are getting cranked out now by Abbott Labs at 50,000 tests a day. So, you know, I think it's all hands on deck. The president extended the social distancing and trying to do mm-hmm. the telework. And following everything the CDC is telling us in terms of washing your hands, separating from folks, and through the end of April. So we're in for another 30 days of this as we try and bend that curve and try to really stop those from not only getting infected, but the increase in deaths are going to be on the rise with the peak probably 2 weeks from now. So
2 weeks. 2 weeks
yeah.
from now. Well, Congresswoman, we've got to get to a break, but can we reconnect with you and continue? Because this is a changing almost by the hour situation, and being able to have you come on here and talk to us is a reassurance for sure.
Well, I am pleased to do that, and I want folks to know that their government, at the state and local level, and certainly at the federal level, are here, and we're working as hard and as fast as we can. Go to wagner.house.gov/contact. Wagner.house.gov. Put that up, Annie, /contact to put in your questions. We are going to help you get hooked up with the Small Business Association, with administration, pardon me, the unemployment benefits, mm-hmm. whatever it is that you need, we are here to connect you to those resources and that help.
That's so fantastic. I appreciate it. Congresswoman Ann Wagner, we will be in touch. We will post that link as well and talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks, Annie. Bye-bye.
Awesome. Goodbye. Bye. Let's talk to Stephen Moore when we return. The chief economist at the Heritage Foundation will join us and give us his opinions on this $2.2 trillion stimulus plus whatever is to come. Stephen Moore with the Heritage Foundation when we return.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.